Mobile.
Get to you, JKT Mobile. How's it going, Rusty?
But I wasn't able to pick up who it was. You're very noisy.
Juliet Kilo Tango. How copy now?
Better. A little bit better, but you are still real staticky. I don't know. It may be the band today. Anyway, good morning, or actually, yeah, still morning for about another 2 minutes.
Yeah, a lot of static crashing, too. I'm not sure what's going on. It seems to be common lately, but I'm also here passing Woodruff Road, and I know that there's a lot of RF noise around here, too, so who knows what's going on. Just headed home for the day. I went into work this morning and forgot my laptop, so I did what I could with my phone at the office today, and I'm headed home. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Trying to find somebody to get rid of a dead deer that's laying in the yard between my house and my neighbor's house behind me, so, and nobody wants to come do it. The county won't, the state won't, so they've sent me to a private company, and since it's not on my property, the private company won't have anything to do with it. They want to talk to the people that own the property, so anyway, and other than that, I'm off to the grocery store.
Fun adventure trying to figure out how to dispose of something like that, but you know, it's something that happens, I guess, but, you know, grocery store is a fun trip. I got to stop by Walmart on my way home. One of the ladies that works for my girlfriend, her husband is sick, and so we're going to make some meals when I get home from work and take him over there, so help him out a little bit. He's not doing too well, so we're going to see what we can do to help him out, but, yeah, it's one of those days. Happy New Year, right?
Yep, that's what it is. And like I said, I didn't know about the deer. I looked out the window. I was standing in my kitchen, looked out the window, and saw the deer laying there. I thought maybe he was laying down sleeping, and then I realized it wasn't moving at all. So, and I didn't want to take my dog outside because she, as small as she is, she'd still go back there and try to investigate. Didn't need that happening.
It passed away, or did somebody shoot it and it just kind of ran for a while and they couldn't track it, or you think it was natural?
I didn't try to get down there where it's laying to look personally. I was just looking from a distance, but, you know, it's just laying on its side. It looks like about a 4 or 6 point buck, so it could have been hit by a car and then run out into the woods. I mean, there's a road that runs right in front of my house, so I don't know. Nobody can seem to give me any kind of answer I can deal with.
Tough when you don't know what happened, and you can't get somebody to deal with it, but hopefully somebody will, because otherwise it's going to be a mess for everybody.
Right. If it warms up any, it's going to get smelly.
Pennsylvania, you could call, you know, if you saw it, or if you know, you know, when the time of death was, you could call the game warden, and they would let you take it. They would issue a tag for it. But you had to either witness it or, you know, be able to say that, you know, I know how this, you know, and when this thing died, then you could just tag it and take it with you. But I don't know if they can do that down here.
Yeah, but that's because I fell that drove down into a deep, low point over here. And you said something about being in Pennsylvania and all. But, yeah, I don't know. It wasn't there yesterday and it's there today, so I don't know when it died or anything else and have no clue. And the nearest zoo is over in Greenville, and I don't know if I call the zoo and they would come get it, you know, to feed the tigers or something. I have no clue. So anyway, it's a conundrum, as they say.
Hey, with, but I'm getting a phone call here, so I'm going to step out for a second. This is W2JKT Mobile.
U2T and 0TR. He said, back in Pennsylvania, you could call Fish and Game Commission, Rusty. They might be able to advise you on that down here, even in 0TR.
That's the Department of Natural Resources, and they told me since it's on private property, they can't do anything about it.
There goes Plan A. I, you know, I don't have any idea. Rusty, if it's back in the timber and that, the coyotes and that will take care of it for you, or the possums, but that might take a while, too.
10 or 12 feet, 15 feet off the edge of my property, back into where my neighbor is, I can see it from my back porch. I mean, it's, you know, it's there and everything else like that, so I don't know. got somebody up here playing with his turn signals. He didn't know whether he wants to go left or right, and he's had both on. Now he's got his right on again. Maybe he's finally going to turn. Yeah, he stepped on his brakes. And how are you and Bernice doing this morning, Tom?
That would be a negative. Not so good. Both of us have COVID, and I'm feeling better. My stomach's not particularly great today, and Bernice, I think, might be a day behind me in recovery. I had an appointment at CVS this morning, but daughter said she'd cancel it because a nurse advised her that medicine for it, you can have rebound COVID, and I seem to be getting quite a bit better this morning.
When you had it?
Third day, I guess, Rusty.
That's New Year's Eve?
Accurate. We tested for it, and first time I tested Bernice, she didn't come up with it, and then, of course, the next day she did. The nurse who had told my daughter about, or give her instructions, put it that way, of what her experience had been, and she's a very, very experienced, very long-term trauma nurse in that, said that most of the time now that COVID was more like a bad cold.
Hi, Rusty.
I hope you get better, or afternoon now, since it's after 12. Well, I felt like I was coming down with a cold New Year's Eve, so I didn't go to church Sunday, New Year's Day. But I stayed home and doctored myself New Year's Eve and New Year's Day, and by yesterday morning, I was feeling good again. So I got to get me some test kits because I don't have any, and my insurance company won't pay for them.
I just ordered mine yesterday. You can order them through the United States Postal Service. They're free, and they get there pretty quick. All you do is go on there and put your name and address, and you get up to 4 free tests, Rusty. We had some, but they were nearing their expiration date of, 12/28 or something like that. I don't know, along in that area. But now they're saying that their lifespan can be extended beyond that, but I don't know which ones. But you can get COVID tests free from, go to COVID.gov. That's what it is. COVID.gov, G-O-V.
In the house, I'll look that up because I'd like to have some to have at the house because, you know, I've been pretty particular about where I'm going and everything like that and only getting around people that I know and that are staying clear of it. So it's like we had handbell rehearsal last night and everything was good there. So anyway, well, I have arrived at the grocery store, and I need to go in and pick up a few things and restock my supply on some stuff. So anyway, I'll catch up to you later. You have a good one. N0TR, W2T, 73s for now.
Okay, Rusty. We just had to go drop a box off with no human contact, and I had a brand-new N95 mask on anyways, even if I had a head contact, so we're heading back to the house, and we'll be there shortly. Take care. Maybe I'll catch you down the line. W2T and 0TR 73.